and welcome to the For You Mama podcast, where we are dedicated to helping you make the motherhood juggle less of a struggle. I'm your host and qualified women's health coach and fitness professional, Jess J. Together, we're going to work to let go of the infamous mum guilt, to embrace and to accept change, and to move towards living our best and healthiest lives yet. We will hear the latest research, learn helpful tips, and listen in to raw and honest motherhood stories. Please note, the advice shared on the For You Mama podcast is general in nature and does not consider your individual circumstances. For You Mama exists purely for educational purposes only and should not be relied upon to make a health-related decision. Now, here's the podcast. Hi, Mama, and welcome to episode 13 of the For You Mama podcast on the natural mother. What that entails, if that's even a thing, and what to do if you don't identify as such. Now, in some situations, people will refer to the natural mother as a birth mother. And so straight off the bat, I want to make sure you know that that's not what I'm talking about here today. Rather, I'm talking about mothers that appear to lean into motherhood effortlessly, the mothers that seem to be naturals at motherhood. Before we get into today's podcast, though, I just want to say a massive thank you to those of you who have shared the podcast on social media. It is the greatest compliment to receive to have amazing mamas like you not just enjoy this podcast or my content, but to also share it. So a huge thank you. It really makes a massive difference to me, the audience that I'm able to target. So the more you can share that with people and mothers that you think will resonate with this podcast, the better. I love that. Thank you so much. Okay, enough of the niceties. We're mums. We have limited time. So let's get into it. I remember so vividly sitting at a restaurant. Sol, my son, would have been about 10 months old, and I was watching another mom sitting across from us playing with her children. Everything about her spoke mom. I can see it in my mind. She had that warmth to her presence, slightly messy hair in a mum bun, casual clothes but neat and tidy, and really confident in them. She had one child hanging off of her as she played and danced with the other, and simultaneously she was holding a conversation with some friends and working out what she was going to order for herself and her children from the menu. It all seemed to just come naturally to her. She didn't appear to be trying to be warm, she just was. She didn't appear to be pretending to be confident in her casual clothes, she just was. And she didn't appear to be bothered by the fact that she was doing 18 things at once. She just was. I think we all know this, and I say in quotation marks, natural mother. We all know one, right? Like maybe it's you. Maybe it's your mum. Maybe it's a friend or family member. Those mums that just seem to lean into motherhood so effortlessly that it's like they were born to do it. So I'm here sitting at this restaurant, probably awkwardly and creepily staring at this mum, all while suddenly realizing, like for me, I've forgotten the nappy bag. I'm not feeling confident in what I'm dressed in. I can't figure out what to order. And I've probably got a bit of Sol's poo on me somewhere. In fact, to be honest, it's safe to assume that I pretty much always have a little bit of Sol's poo on me somewhere. I always knew who appeared to me to be a natural mum. Since becoming a mum, I knew I didn't identify as one either. But watching this mum at the restaurant got me thinking, what am I basing my belief of a natural mother on? I had never sat down and mapped out what I believed mothers should naturally be like. So how do I have a picture of what that was in my head, and why did I believe I wasn't in that picture? Well, like most confusing beliefs I've begun to question, the answer to that was society. Society tells us that mothers should be able to juggle children stress-free. Society tells us that mothers should be able to do 18 things at once. Society tells us that mothers should appear warm to anyone and everyone they encounter. And society tells us that in the thick of motherhood chaos, when we've gained weight, lost hair, and lack sleep, we should remain confident. Society tells us this subtly, in ways that aren't obvious at the time, so we don't question them. Small hints here and there that are implanted in our brain, and from those hints, we create a figure of what a mum should look like. The natural mother will you have. Some examples of how these hints play out would be how mothers are portrayed in movies and TV shows, books and stories about how mothers are the ones that have it all together for the family, the comments we're all guilty of using in passing about mothers, such as, don't worry, mum's always got it, mum can do that, or mum won't mind. These hints can sometimes even decide what role you're going to play in your family. One of these hints that sticks out to me vividly in my brain is the Cocomelon version of the song The Wheels on the Bus. Now, don't get me wrong, I love Cocomelon, probably more than my son. However, in the Cocomelon version of this song, the lyrics state that the mums go on the bus and say, shh, 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 all whilst the dads on the bus get to go on and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. What? These subtle hints stating what mums do, what dads do, what siblings do, etc., get planted in our brains over time. And over time, we build a picture of what each of these roles are and who does and doesn't fit the mold. The natural mother then becomes one that exudes warmth to everyone around her, has endless energy for loving cuddles and picking up after the kids, spends all of her time with her children, and sacrifices everything of her own for her family. The natural mother becomes one that shushes the kids on the bus, the one that gets it all done on time, and the one that makes sure every box is ticked. Now, look, maybe there are mums that can do it all of the time, is warm to everyone she comes into contact with, and sacrifices everything of her own for her kids. However, if there is such a mum, I wonder if she's doing those things because they come naturally, or if she's simply running herself thin, trying desperately to fit this same mold society has created for her. I don't know if I'll ever know the answer to that question fully, but you know what? I don't need to, and neither do you. Because either way, the only natural mother we need to think about is ourselves. What comes naturally to you? How can you use those strengths to help embrace your motherhood journey? How can you use your natural talents and traits to create a wonderful life, not just for your family, but also for yourself? These are the questions I now ask myself when I catch myself watching a natural mother. I catch myself and I stop because upon watching another mum, I miss out on watching myself, watching my own growth in my journey, watching my strengths shine in motherhood, and most of all, watching my wonderful son grow up right before my eyes. I stop watching the natural mother because the only mother my son needs is me. Well, and my partner, but you know what I mean. So if you've caught yourself lately comparing yourself to another mum that you feel does motherhood more naturally, ask yourself, why do you believe this to be true? And do those reasons really matter? Your child or children want you. Not the mum down the street who has the white picket fence. Not the mum in your mum's group that seems to have it all figured out. And not the mum sitting across from you at the restaurant that appears to lean into motherhood effortlessly. Your child or children want you exactly as you are. So, to recap, the natural mother might be slightly different in each of our brains, but that's because she's made up of what society has told us she should be. This has been done in small hints dropped subtly over our lives, and although subconsciously we have believed these things to be true, they are not. You can be a natural mum and go to work. You can be a natural mum and forget the nappy bag. You can be a natural mum and not have to be warm all the time to everyone. You can be a natural mum and not know what to do in every given moment. You can be a natural mum and make mistakes. And you can be a natural mum even if leaning into motherhood doesn't necessarily always feel natural. You can lean into these truths by focusing not on other mothers' journeys, but your own. And you can do that by catching yourself in the act of comparison and bringing yourself back to the present moment with you. Thank you once again for joining me on this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode on the natural mother. And if you are enjoying the show so far, I would love, love, love for you to give it a 5-star review on whichever platform you're tuning in on. And if you'd like to learn more about how I make my motherhood juggle less of a struggle, you can find a bunch more tips and tricks on my Instagram, For You Mama, where you'll also see a link in bio, which will lead you to some free resources. I hope you have a wonderful week, Mama, and I look forward to chatting with you next week. Speak then, and in the meantime, be kind to yourself.